Gary, as pleased as you were at Wigan on Saturday, you've got to be even happier with the quality of that victory today.
No, very proud. You know, just proving against teams that, you know, have stronger squads than us. And not just that, but any game. But, you know, especially when you come up against a team of the quality of Stoke and, you know, they're contenders from the start of the season. So, you know, it's going to be a test for you. But very proud of these players. You know, I think it just reflects how hard they work. You know, the attitude they're going about it. And in short spaces of time, in this period especially. So, yeah, a performance to be really proud of. And a result. Perfect, you know, that's what you want, the 3 points, back-to-back wins in this period. And that was the challenge I set them before the Wigan game. You know, we've got 4 games in 11 days, so that's 2 hurdles we've overcome. There's 2 more to come. But yeah, very proud of that today. I thought that was fantastic, start to finish. We were what we were, you know, aggressive, front foot. We scored some good goals. We defended well when we had to defend well. And, you know, that's what you want to see in it. So very proud of that. I'm very proud of those players tonight.
Stopping teams from playing is a discipline in itself. What about the central two today, Michael Kiftenbelt and Gary Gardner, in terms of stopping Joe Allen and Ryan Woods from playing their game?
And it was difficult at times, you know. They have good movement and what you expect from high-quality players. They're going to cause you problems at certain times. What you need then is focus, you need some discipline, you need your teammates to help you out, and you need an undying, you know, mentality to run and to harry and to fight and to recover. And they have that, you know, all of them have it. And we've been working hard, you know. I think that's just testament to how hard we've asked them to do those things. But then to put it into what you practice every day, to put that on the match day, that's where you want it to come out. And more often than not, these lads do it. So fantastic. Just very proud again. I think our fans are proud of the atmosphere again. I think the way we started that very first 10 seconds, 20 seconds, got on the front foot, we intercepted it, we ended up with a shot. And I think that lifted the crowd again. And the atmosphere just went through the roof again. So, no, it's great. It is only 3 points, but as they all are, important 3 points, especially against the calibre of team that we're playing against.
We've all had a diet of Christmas movies with ridiculously sentimental endings lately. Omar Bogle, the team that he's grown up supporting, you're starting to wonder when that first goal was going to come. What a crazy good goal to get for your first Blues goal.
Yeah, fantastic goal. At a crucial time as well. But I put it down to hard work, you know. It's not been easy for him, you know, coming in later, adjusting to how we work and what we need from each player, and he's taken time to adjust that. And but he's, you know, especially in the last month or so, he's especially in the trainings, he's come roaring back and looking like the player that can really help us. And and yeah, delighted for him, you know, and not just the ones that start, but the whole group. You know, they're all ready to contribute. And when you come on or start, or you come on in a game, or whatever it may be, is to contribute, you know, and have an effect on the game. And Omar certainly did that today and gave us that crucial second goal, and which a fantastic goal as well. Both goals were fantastic, so a well-deserved win.
Shea coming off towards the end, is that a precaution? Because again, today he's terrorised the centre-backs.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think we have the luxury to be mindful of how many games we play. I think we've just got to focus on our maximum for that game, and if we can get in a winning position, worry about anything afterwards, if it's injuries or leggy legs or whatever it may be. We don't have the luxury of strategically being able to ring players off and, you know, save them for the next game. We're not the type of team or have the luxury of that like some other teams, you know. But we'll get ready, we'll recover now, and then ready to go again. It's a big ask, you know, physically in this period, but as I said, we've done the last two, now we have to continue on to Saturday.